At midnight, the hospital called to say that Litvinenko had gone into cardiac arrest. Not once, but twice. The medics managed to resuscitate him. Marina returned to University College Hospital, getting a lift with Zakayev, and found her husband unconscious and on a life support machine. She spent the following day, the 23rd of November, at his side. Litvinenko was in an induced coma. That evening, she went back to Muswell Hill. An hour after arriving home, the phone rang. It was the hospital telling her urgently to return. Litvinenko suffered a third cardiac arrest at 8:51 p.m. The consultant on duty, Dr. James Down, tried to revive him, but at 9:21 p.m. pronounced him dead. When Marina and Anatoly arrived at the hospital, they were taken not to the ward, but to a side room. 10 or 15 minutes later, the doctor told them that Litvinenko had died. He added, "Would you like to see Sasha?" To which Marina replied, "Of course." For the first time in several days, Marina was allowed to touch and kiss her husband. Anatoly ran from the room after half a minute. 6 hours before Litvinenko's death, at about 3 p.m., Timmins received a phone call from the Atomic Weapons Establishment. It had the results from the latest tests. They confirmed that Litvinenko was terribly contaminated, as Timmins put it, with radioactive polonium.
For more Guardian long reads in text and a selection in audio, go to theguardian.com/longread or find us on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/theguardianlongread.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.